I feel my next interview will be one that's caused many headaches for dinner hosts, whether it be the upcoming Christmas lunch, family get-togethers, or the classic barbecue. Making sure you tailor your dishes to everyone's dietary needs, it can quickly become a mess. We've got the vegetarians, the vegans, the pescatarians, the gluten-free, the nut-free, the lactose intolerant, the list goes on. So let's dive into the dietary do's and don'ts when hosting this Christmas with Emma White. Emma's the founder of the Why Meat Company, and she joins us on the line right now. G'day, Emma.
G'day, Warren. How are you?
I mean, I'm good. This just makes me realise how things have changed, doesn't it? I mean, once it was like you just went and you ate what you were given and maybe left a little bit of something on the side if it didn't suit.
Yeah, it definitely has changed over the last 10 years. I would say it's sort of ramped up in regards to the awareness of dietary requirements. I mean, allergens have always been there and people have always been consciously aware if they've got a specific allergen that makes it an anaphylactic issue to your body. And I think, yeah, I mean, yeah, 10 years ago, I mean, I've got two young kids and, you know, you go to birthday parties and they ask you what dietary requirements you require. And
yeah,
like when we were growing up, that was not even thought about, you know?
No, and I know it's serious because particularly something like the nut allergy can be lethal if you're not careful. It's just gone through the roof, though, that we now have one of the highest allergy rates in the world.
Yeah, we have, yeah. As you said, yeah, one of the highest rates. We've got like 1 in 10 infants or children and 2 in 100 adults that have an allergic reaction to some to the allergens that we have dedicated in the food industry, and also like, 25% of the population have intolerances as well.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you put on top of that your dietary requirements of people that wanting to, you know, have a vegan diet, have a vegetarian diet, FODMAP diet, and so forth. And I think, yeah, it becomes quite a nightmare in a way.
Yeah, religious reasons and ethical reasons, if you're talking about vegetarians and vegans, which I don't quite understand, but that's each to their own, I suppose. I mean, I feel embarrassed because if I ever have a barbecue, and I have had, that's why I'm mentioning this, and somebody came along that was vegan and I put this vegan patty on the barbecue and I've gone, oh, I wouldn't eat that no matter what. It looks terrible. But maybe that's just me. I'm digressing. But it's true, though, about the allergy. Say the nut allergy. Now, look, you don't have to be that old to remember the day where you'd go to this school fete or whatever and parents would be cooking their stuff for the school fete. Now, like, you really can't do that. Things have to have labels. You have to be careful about all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we still do it at school fetes and so forth. But, yeah, we have to make sure that we're labelling it correctly. And, I mean, the people that have those severe allergens to nuts or to gluten or to shellfish or fish even, just stay away from that sort of stuff anyway because they know that there's the possibility of it being contaminated.
Hmm.
And I think, you know, around Christmas, you become a society, or just you become tired because it's the end of the year. You just want to relax, and we forget, you know, that we do still have those people that are really cautious on going out for dinner or going over to someone else's house that might not necessarily be able to cater for them. And I think it can be easy. You can just check in with your guests and understand what, you know, what their dietary requirements or the people that they're bringing over's requirements if they've got children with allergies, and working through with them to make sure that they're as comfortable as possible. I think, I mean, you can make really good stuff out of fresh fruit and vegetables, like, you know, salads that don't have the dressing, but you have the dressing on the side. So therefore, yeah, someone that has a dairy or a lactose intolerance or, you know, doesn't want to eat eggs or so forth or has an egg allergy itself, don't have to put that particular dressing on. But, I mean, I've been in the food industry for 20 years and it's evolved to a way where, you know, we can cater for those vegan, vegetarians or and so forth because there's a lot of other products out there that they can consume in a social environment. And I think that makes it easier. But as you mentioned before, yeah, the vegan patty or like we've all been stung by really bad food in a supermarket.
I mean, it's come on a lot, though, I have to say. Yeah. Well, the example I was putting forward was almost 10 years ago. I think within that 10 years alone, what you can buy has certainly improved, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Technology's advanced. We know more about how to use those particular ingredients within a product to make it taste like the real thing. And I think, it becomes a little tricky. We at the Winemaker, are a plant-based business to make it inclusive for everyone. But my philosophy around that was basically to, it didn't matter if you were vegan or plant-based. You could just eat my food and you wouldn't know the difference.
I guess from your perspective, you're not talking about, we're all going to have the meat barbie and yet we'll have this for somebody else. You're talking about having products where you'd have the same for everybody else that may not be meat-based.
Yeah. I mean, I think, there is that option. I mean, obviously, Christmas, there's the traditional hams and so forth. Yeah, there is the vegan hams. And I think, you could have both on table because you don't want to isolate, carnivores as well. So I think there is a lot that can be chosen. But when we're talking about allergens in particular, because they have the reason for them to be allergens was that they've had a severe or a death associated with it. And I think, that one becomes a little bit more, more of a serious topic.
Yeah.
And we've just got to make sure that we're consciously aware. Like you wouldn't cook, you wouldn't cut a raw chicken and then put your cooked chicken back on the chopping board that had the raw chicken.
Yeah.
Like we know that association with feeling sick and so forth. It's the same thing that applies with nuts and so forth. So if you were to cut nuts into a particular product and then you use it for something that's nut free,
The difficulty, isn't it? And that's why even on some commercial products you'll get could contain traces of nuts, even though they may not explicitly say it has nuts in it. So I think to sum up here, Emma, the advice is just to be more communicative than we may needed to have been in the past. And if you're going to have people around, just ask the question beforehand so you know where you are.
Just have a safe and happy holiday.
There we go. Now, I saw your website, whymeatcompany.com.au. You've got the plant-based products, as you alluded to. Have they become more popular over time?
It's sort of stabilised at the moment because of the influx or a massive jump, over the last 5 years. It just escalated. Now it's sort of plateaued a bit, which is always going to happen. Mm. It's a challenging time in food at the moment for everyone. Coming from an agricultural perspective, we've got mini potato cakes that use potato. Victoria, we can't even seed potato. You know what I mean? Or we can't even get it out of the ground.
Yeah.
And I think, the important role of a food tech hopefully is to, value add products and using waste products that wouldn't necessarily go to food, like animal fodder and so forth. And I think we really have to look closely of what we do and how we do things.
Yeah, it's been a crazy time, hasn't it? First up, we had the cabbage being used for lettuce, and now we can't have our chips.
Yeah, and I think the seasons are changing all the time, and we're just going to have to adopt to that and accept that you're not going to get, or potentially not going to get, potatoes all year round or cabbage all year round or lettuce. I mean, cabbage went up as well just recently. Yeah. It's a manic time.
Yeah, it is a manic time for a variety of reasons. And the wet weather's obviously part of it. I've got to leave it there, Emma, but thanks so much.
No worries. Thanks so much, Warren. Have a good Christmas.